You're listening to Mom Talk, the online community radio show connecting moms across Canada and around the world. Join Helen, Kara, and Tracy, the parenting team from CanadianParents.com, as they talk all things mom. Mom Talk, a podcast for moms, by moms, because we're all in this together. So hello, everyone. This is Tracy.
And I'm Helen.
And Kara.
From MomTalk.ca. Tackling clutter control in your entryway can be especially challenging. Today, we're going to discuss our biggest organizational challenges in this area of our home and provide some practical solutions. Kara, could you tell us a little bit about the setup? First of all, when we talk about your mudroom or entryway, a lot of us have a front door and then another door. And today, we're really referring to that door that your family uses on a regular basis. So, Kara, could you tell us about that entryway in your house, how you have it set up?
Sure. Well, we transition from one door to the next depending upon the season because we have a side door that we use to get up and down our stairs to get to the lower level. So in the off season, we generally use our front door. It has the biggest entryway. So when guests come to the house, they don't feel like they're completely crammed in the area. It also has our front hall closet is there as well, so we can hang up our jackets and that sort of thing. So everything can be put away. That's the main door that we use, is our front door.
Good. Do you have any special setups in there? Or?
Yeah, actually, in our main living room, very close to the entryway, I have these. They work fantastic. They're cube-style shelving units, and there's probably about 18 cubes. So each of us has three color-coded cubes that can fit into each of the shelving units. So they're like a fabric-style drawer that you can pull out.
Cool.
And so each of the kids has their own color.
Yeah.
So this time of year, we're just transitioning from our mittens to taking those ones out and putting in summer wear like hats, baseball caps, and then the kids, you know, little sport items like their ball gloves and balls and things like that.
Very good. Helen, how does your setup work?
Well, our family always uses our side door, and we live in a fairly old house, so we have a few stairs going upstairs to the main part of the house and a full set of stairs going down to our basement, which is basically what we call our mudroom. So coming into our house, there's like a really small landing, so there's not a lot of room for dropping things, although things do get dropped, and I always say, someone's going to get hurt. But basically, in that immediate space, I have a whole rack of, or a lineup of hooks, you know, to hang up a coat if you're just coming. And Phil and I use that mostly in the wintertime. I send the kids downstairs with their stuff in the wintertime so that it keeps into one place. But there is a place to quickly hang up a coat, and often we'll put a couple pairs of shoes on the stairs, but nothing that clutters it up too much. Downstairs where the kids hang their stuff, I have it set up in a way that I have a bureau for their mitts and hats and things in the wintertime and ball caps, and there's drawers and the cubby holes and stuff for that. And then I have hooks for all of their activity bags and their coats and their snow pants and raincoats and stuff like that. And then I have a ceiling-to-floor shelving system for shoes. So every single pair of shoes in the house is kept there. And we do that partly because I don't want shoes all over the place, and partly because both of our kids have allergies, and our allergist said that shoes should not be in the main part of the house because they contain a lot of stuff that can trigger allergies. So that's basically our space.
Very good. We use a side door, too, and with our children being older, we don't have as many hats and mitts and whatnot, but since our house is fairly new, too, the entryway is nice and big. And we have a couple different sets of drawers that I store whatever hats and mitts and wintertime clothing in. And then we have some shelves with some containers and probably three or four mats or shoes. And that's always a constant battle, keeping those tidy. What do you find are your biggest clutter control challenges, Kara?
Our problem is shoes. With six of us in this house, there's a lot of shoes.
I bet. Wow.
And if I find now with the kids, they want to have another different color pair of Crocs. And I think the boys each have three or four pairs of those.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
It just seems to be like we have shoe overrun. And I do have a shoe rack, one of those three-level shelving type things. It's in our front closet. So it's kind of hidden away, not right out for everyone to see. But it just doesn't hold enough. So that's one of our problems, is trying to to tame the shoes. And I know by not buying as many would help, but realistically, that's just not going to work.
No. Yeah. What about you, Helen? What's your biggest challenge?
Biggest challenge, I would say, is getting the kids to use the stuff I put there for them to stay organized. So often, especially my son, he just comes in and drops his stuff wherever, and I'm constantly reminding him to hang his coat up and not put, we have a chair in that mudroom area, so he usually puts it on the chair, so I have to do that. And even though there is what I think is the perfect setup for shoes, they sometimes don't make it to the shelves and we'll end up with them on the floor. And when it's near the stairs, I always worry more about safety than anything, but in the end, it's really ends up looking really cluttered, so I like it to stay tidy. That would definitely be our biggest problem in that area.
Even though the kids are older, we have shoes everywhere, and then their friends all come in, and nobody even bothers putting their shoes on the mat. They're just all over. You sort of have to walk over them to get out the door if things aren't put away. And I find I also have a problem with the kids just dumping their bags, whatever it is they bring home. If they've been to school, if they've been on a camping trip, whatever, everything, just bags, sports equipment, just gets dumped. And it is just getting them to comply with our rules is, I guess, like asking too much from them or whatever. But there's always a big pile of stuff. And I have a little love seat, that kind of like a bench in the mudroom. And that is meant for sitting on to help you, you know, if people come in, they want to sit down, or if you want to get your shoes on, well, that's always piled stuff. Keeping things cleared, I find it's a constant battle with that area. Because I think it's one of the most used areas in your home.
Definitely. Well, when you come in the house, the first thing you want to do is drop everything that's in your hands.
Yeah.
And I know we have the same type of setup. But we don't have a bench, but I have a couple of chairs set up. And I find those chairs are always have piles of things.
Yeah.
And when as soon as I walk in the door, I want to put everything down. And
yeah. It's like they can't be used as chairs.
Right.
It's almost like they're a rack. I've always tried to make that area look kind of inviting and sort of friendly, because it's kind of where, you know, especially my children, you know, they bring their friends in, and I usually have a welcome sign, and, you know, the kids' artwork up and or pictures of the kids, and I try to make it sort of fun and casual.
Well, actually, it's funny that you mentioned kids' artwork. Mackenzie did a watercolor recently for me, and I went and bought a frame for it. And I have it as soon as you walk in our front door, I have it hanging there. So people always ask when they come in, they ask about it right away.
Right.
Mackenzie feels very flattered by that. So
yeah,
and I feel really proud to say, oh, Mackenzie did that for me.
Oh, what a great way to show off.
Yeah, definitely. And really, a lot of people will always make a comment about my cube shelving, because it's almost like a giant pyramid, the way it's set up.
Yeah.
And it's really colorful, so it really draws your eye. And they're like, oh, that's great. What a great idea. So, and it works well for us.
What other solutions or things that can we point out that work really well for us?
Well, I have a problem also with mitts. Not like either we can't find two mitts when we're going out the door in the morning.
How often have your children worn mitts that don't match?
Well, today Liam did go to school with two different mitts on, because it's right now this time of year, everything is really wet out.
Yeah.
And he comes home with wet mitts. So
yeah,
we'll take them off, and then they won't get put back into his little cubby, and that becomes a problem. So a friend of mine, Sarah, she mentioned buying magnetic clips. We have a steel door.
Mm-hmm.
And these are like big, heavy, I think she calls them bullfrog clips.
Oh.
And they can clip onto your door, like magnetically, and then she hangs her mitts there to dry.
What a good idea.
So I think I'm going to pick up a couple of those
to
put on our door.
Where do you pick those up?
I think you can buy those like at like the hardware store. I wouldn't even be surprised if you pick them up at like the big department stores like Walmart or Zellers.
Yeah, I think I've seen them at Staples for sure.
Yeah, Staples as well.
Yeah, I find some of the really good magnets are hard to find, so you definitely need to go somewhere where they would stock that kind of thing. I like that idea. We don't have anything magnetic, but certainly I know when the kids were little, we had giant clothespins that they could put them on. But sometimes you can have the best tools, and if you can't train those kids to do what you want, it just doesn't work. And one thing I wanted to add was that whole idea of dropping things. In the last 6 months, I have completely changed the way that we deal with kind of those piles that seem to reoccur. And because what I've tried to do is train everybody to put things in a certain place, and I'm just as guilty as they are of not doing that. So what I did was I went around and made a list of the key areas that have these problems, and I developed a place for the stuff to go right where I was dropping it. So where the kids normally drop their backpacks, which is in our kitchen because they do their homework, I now have a trunk. They drop their backpacks into the trunk. It's right there. It's hard to not put it there. Phil used to always use his toothbrush, and he'd stick it over on the right side of the sink. I put the toothbrush holder on the right side of the sink. Now it seems to go in. So instead of trying to get people to do it the way I want, I just went to what the natural progression was and gave them a tool to make it look better so that I don't get stressed out over the clutter.
That's a great idea, Helen.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you just have to give into it, but you can find creative ways to give into it. Mm-hmm. So
do you have a solution for me? My kids bring their coats all the way in to the kitchen and hang them on the chairs in the kitchen. For some reason, that area gets loaded with jackets. There's no way I'm bringing the coat rack into the kitchen.
No, that's a little bit different. Phil brings his upstairs to the kitchen as well, I think because his hands are full and he just comes up and ends up taking it off.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if there's really a solution for that. I think it really comes down, like what I do is I take Phil's coat and I keep hanging it up. I keep doing it. I've been doing it for years. I know he's not going to change, so because I don't want it there, I just move it and accept the fact he's not going to do it, and I'm going to have to, and if it's that important to me, I'll have to keep doing it. Maybe that's what you'll have to do.
Yeah.
If I went up to my kitchen right now, I can guarantee there's probably two coats hanging over a chair in my kitchen right now, so I wish I had a solution for you, Tracy. But I'm the guilty one in this house.
Well, I'm not saying I'm never guilty.
I have a problem with mail. Because it always ends up open and on the kitchen table, and I'm like, okay, well, these ones I have to keep, this stuff I don't, and then then it ends up in a pile there, and then we have to move it from the table, then it ends up on top of the freezer, and it just keeps getting moved.
Yeah. Do you know what I do? I have an accordion file, the kind that have the handle that you can get at Walmart for like $8.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of every year, I put January to December from the very beginning. And then I have file folders of things that actually get filed in my cabinet at the end of the year. But it's like a holding place for the year.
For the year.
I have the year's taxes for Helen and another for Phil at the bag. And then I have a folder for to be paid.
So like an immediate type thing, things that have to be dealt with right
now. Every single piece of mail that comes in the house gets put in there. If it's worth holding on to at the end of the year, when I get ready to do my switchover, I take the stuff from that file and put it into the file I have already going. And then I take that little file folder and I put it back into the next year empty. And then everything that's in there, like say the bills and stuff, I mark it for the year and I store it. And when the taxes are done, I put them in. But this is the key. It's not having that, because it's a great tool if you actually get your stuff in there. I get my mail at 2:30 every day. And Phil's actually afraid to touch the mail now.
That's your mail time?
I cannot touch my mail. I go get the mail. I get my accordion file. I sit at the table. I open it up. Anything that's to be paid gets put into the to be paid folder. Anything that is, like, say, automated, like, say, our gas or whatever, goes into that month.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that's recycled goes into recycle. Anything that's shredded.
So if you get a phone call about one of those things, then you know where to go and find it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the mail is done. I put my thing away, and I know exactly what needs to be paid because I can go into that folder. And if I need to find out something from a past month, I go there. And even the little, like all of our receipts, I keep a brown folder for each month, and I keep that out in the kitchen. At the end of the month, that folder goes into that month. No paper.
Yeah, I need that. I think that's what I need to do.
And my girlfriend actually suggested the accordion file a long time ago because she was doing something similar, and I just kind of worked it so that it would make sense for me.
Well, what I was trying to do is I was trying to take it in, like I have a filing cabinet and I have everything all categorized, like, you know, taxes, the Home Depot, like different things.
Yeah.
And I was trying to do it every month, just taking the papers and putting in. Well, then they kept stacking and getting taller and taller and taller.
That's what I'm saying. When you don't do something natural, you get another pile.
Yeah.
And the thing with my folders is that, like the phone bill and stuff, I don't need to keep that stuff except for taxes. So I don't need to keep it in a filing cabinet. There, at no time do I ever need to look at that unless the tax department called me, right?
Right.
So the only thing I really need is, like, investments or, like, my car file. Like, I have a car file. And really, you probably are going to find out that you need it, like, immediately. So that's why I keep it in my current year. And as soon as the year's finished, I take that and put it into the filing cabinet, which you're trying to do monthly. And then I always know it's either in my current year or it's in my filing cabinet. So there's no filing to do. Every day, the filing gets done. And at the end of the year, it gets done for the year, and then I start another year. Like, for me, it makes sense. And it's made a big difference. There's no, like, where does that bill go?
Uh-huh.
Or
mm-hmm.
I didn't pay this. Where's my driver's license renewal? I can't find it.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything that needs to be done goes into that to be paid.
What happens is I leave things out that need to be dealt with, and then next thing you know, you can't find them again. I'm like, where are
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I do have, in my kitchen, I do have, you know those clipboards that are kind of plasticky and they have, like, they close up?
Yep. Yes.
I have one of those, and that's kind of my today. Anything I put in there, I have to deal with today.
Okay.
And otherwise, if it's like, say, the like driver's license or like GST or anything like that, I put it in my to be paid because it's just, I know it's there. And then every time I open that up, because I do my banking every Monday, every time I open it up, it's a reminder, oh, okay, I've got to do that. So even if I don't need it right now, it's just there in my face every week. So anyway. There you go. That's my tip of the day.
Excellent.
Excellent tip. Thank you for joining us today. For more information on getting control of your clutter, visit CanadianParents.com and click on the Clutter Control Club icon.